Mary had a small circle of friends and colleagues who boosted her findings and supported her when she fell on hard times, selling prints such as this one based on her discoveries and securing a small pension for her continued work. For the most part, however, Mary remained uncredited. She was called upon globally by male scientists for her expertise and insight, who published papers that made little to no mention of her scientific contributions. The only scientific writing of hers published in her lifetime was an excerpt from a letter she wrote to the Magazine of Natural History, questioning one of its claims. When she died, her obituary was published by the London Geological Society, who wouldn't admit women for another 57 years.